What?
Bushels or tons or.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh them. They used to have to carry them to a mill to get it done, but now a lot of them, they cut the oats, they cut them with a thresher, and they just take the heads off and
mm-hmm.
put it in, sometimes in trailers back of the thing and sometimes in something else. I don't understand how it works, but it does separate the oats from the stalks, and the stalks are just discarded and put back on the ground. However, they've got to save in those stalks and using them to in dairy barns to bed down cattle and stuff like that, you know. They don't waste it, but they don't use it for food.
I see. And say there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You might say, we have to do it. Or another way of saying that, you might turn to me and you'd say,
you and I have to do it.
Okay. And you might say, he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
both of us.
And and if a friend of yours and you were coming over to see me, you might say, how would you say that?
Well, I might say we're coming, or I might say my friend and I are coming.
Okay, or if your friend was a man, you might say,
he and I are coming.
Okay, and if you knock at the door and they recognize your voice and they say, who's there? You might say,
it is I, it'd be the correct thing. Chances are I'd say it's me.
Okay. And say we were expecting, sitting there expecting some man named Jim maybe to come, and someone knocked on the door and I got up and you asked me, was that Jim at the door? And I'd say, yeah, it was.
It was he?
Okay.
Would that be correct?
What? Would that be what you'd be likely to say? Or any other way to say
it? I guess that's what I'd say.
Uh-huh. And say if it was a woman, I might say, oh, it's.
Would you call her name or just say, is it she or?
Okay. And if it was two people, I'd say it's.
Well, I guess you'd say them or call them by name, whichever would sound the best.
Uh-huh. And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as.
As I?
Or I'm not as tall as.
As he.
And you say, he can do that better than.
Than I.
And say if a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop after 2 miles, you'd say, well, 2 miles is what he could go. 2 miles is.
Well, as far as that, would that be, or would
okay,
you?
Okay, but not saying as far as. What about another way of saying that? Using the word far, though. Or far.
I don't think of anything.
Would you say all the farther he could go, or the farthest he could go? Or
Yeah.
What would you probably say?
That was the farthest he could go.
Mm-hmm. And you say, if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's
mine.
Or if it belongs to me, then you'd say
it's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
And to them,
it's theirs.
And to him,
his.
And to her,
hers.
And if people have been over to visit you and they're about to leave, you might say, I hope, come back again.
Hope you'll soon come back.